Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Imagine, if you will, a meeting that's going well, perhaps too well, with a potential client. Needs are being expressed. Needs are being discovered. They're being open and honest with you. You could just feel the enthusiasm. They are excited about possibly doing business with you. Maybe even a head nod or two or three of agreement from the people in that meeting. And then something terrible happens to you. The meeting ends. Why is that terrible? Because you become vulnerable. How do you become vulnerable? Since I'm asking myself questions and answering them, what the hell? You become vulnerable by all the things that come at them that take their attention away from you, your company, and your solution. Things like all those emails and all the meetings that they have to go to. How about all the phone calls, the internal, external clients, deadlines, fires? All of these things are taking their attention away from you, and again, your company and your solution. So what in the heck is an aspiring sales rock star to do? How about assigning homework at the end of every meeting that you have with your prospects from now on? So let me just kind of explain why, and then I'm going to take you through how. The reason why you're going to do this and have them doing homework and you doing homework at the end of the meeting is because you want to keep that momentum alive that you created in that meeting. How about getting them used to making commitments and following through on those commitments? How about getting them used to what it's like when you make a commitment to them and they can experience you following through on it? How about getting used to collaborating and working with you and working side by side with you? And also, I think it's very, very important that we keep them engaged in the courtship in a way that's really kind of apart from what a lot of people do. They kind of call to quote-unquote check in. And I think you're better than that, right? I think you would agree. So how do you do this? Well, let's just assume, I know we're not supposed to assume, but you're allowed to today, that I just had a meeting with John. And John is considering me to do some on-site training for his sales team. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by giving myself some homework, because nobody ever gets mad at you for giving yourself homework. They'll probably add to the list, right? John's good like that. But anyway, I'm going to say, John, I definitely have some homework cut out for me over the next week. I'm going to work you up some ideas and some pricing for a customized on-site training program. Next, I'm also going to create a one-on-one coaching program for your sales managers and certainly your regional sales managers. But fair is fair, John. I have a few things that I'd like you to do as far as your homework goes. The first thing is, if you could find out Nancy's schedule, because I realized Nancy couldn't be here today, but you had mentioned that Nancy's going to have the final say in this. So let's have Nancy join us for the next meeting when we review all the things that I've created. So if you can get her scheduled to me, that would be very helpful. And then also, too, if you remember, I could ask you two questions that you had told me that you had to look into and you needed to ask your sales team. And one of the things that we agreed that would be very, very helpful, if you would maybe ask them in the next sales meeting, which is going to be on Tuesday. So if you could get answers to those two questions and then get the answers back to me no later than Wednesday or Thursday, we could keep things moving ahead. And that's it, folks. It's really as simple as that. Assign homework to keep them engaged in the process. Get them used to seeing what it's like to work with you. It gives you excuses to stay in contact with them, and it gives really the ultimate excuse to have you on the brain between meetings. That's it. I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.